Now turn to Section 3. Section 3. You'll hear two students talking about different aspects of their university. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Great party last night. You should have come. But anyway, so what have we got to do here? We are supposed to fill this form in by ourselves, but I'm sure it's okay if we chat about it first, don't you think?
Yeah, sure. So there are 10 questions, and we've got to tick numbers 1 to 5 for each question. 5 means really good. 1 is bad. Question number 1. Was the course well organized? We'll give that a 5, agree?
Yep. No question about that. What does question 2 mean, though? Was the teacher flexible? Is it good to be flexible?
Well, that means, was the teacher very strict? Or maybe she gave you more time to complete your assignment. Things like that.
So for that question, we should give her a 5. She always gave us an extra day, didn't she? And she wanted to know our opinions on things. We had great discussions.
Fair enough. What about this one? Was the teacher friendly and encouraging? I'm not sure about that. She was friendly to some students, but I think she had a problem with Mike and Alex, who were usually late. She did get a bit irritated with them sometimes.
Yeah, we weren't too happy about them either, though. I know it was a bit early, with classes starting at 8:30, but you choose if you want to sign up to them or not. So that's no excuse, really.
Yeah. They could have taken the evening classes if they didn't want to wake up early in the morning. Now, what about these questions on the course books?
Look, the business studies book was interesting, but I thought the human behavior one was boring.
Really? That's the one I liked the most, perhaps because I want to study psychology. You want to become master of the universe, managing a huge multinational company, don't you?
There's nothing wrong with being ambitious, you know?
The best laid plans of mice and men.
What's that? Some sort of quote? Stop being so literary.
Let's get on with question 5. Did you find the campus library a useful resource?
Well, most of the books I wanted had already been taken out. But the internet access was definitely useful. Let's give that a 4.
Okay, and the staff there were always friendly and helpful.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
Now, what's this? You know, they keep going on at us about how we don't use the off-campus library enough. I suppose this question is to test if we know where things are there. So, here's a plan of the library. You use it more than me. I've only been there once, actually. You tell me.
Right. So as you go in, the librarian's desk is on your right. Directly opposite is the section for new publications, new books the college has acquired. Some of them are actually written by our own teachers, interestingly enough. Then there's lots of seating and the computers. Behind that, we've got the periodicals, newspapers and magazines. And that's before the reference section, you know, with the books you can't take out.
dictionaries and encyclopedias?
That sort of stuff.
Now, I do know where the management section is. It's right at the end on the left, isn't it? Just before the stairs up to the lecture theater.
No. Sorry. Management and business studies, along with marketing, are all, as you said, at the back, but on the right.
Oh, so what's on the left then?
That's the fiction section, or literature. Now, if you want to photocopy something, where do you go?
I think I remember. Isn't it one of the rooms after the entrance on the right?
Yeah. It's between the multimedia room and the seminar room. They're all behind the librarian's desk.
What about the toilets?
For those, you have to go downstairs. That's where the computer studies section is too, for some reason. Let's get on with the next question.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers.